I'm doing this course on first aid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I've got an exam next week.
Oh, right. Good luck.
Thanks. Hey, you did one of those courses a while back, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions about it? It'll help me revise for the exam, and I'll be able to see how much you really know.
Okay, go on then.
Right, first question. What does ABC stand for?
That's A, airway, B, breathing, C, circulation.
Yeah, although I've also heard that C can stand for continued care. Anyway, next question. How would you help someone who's just been burnt?
I think you're supposed to put the burnt area under cold running water for a few minutes.
And a broken bone?
Try to support the injury with a cushion or items of clothing to prevent unnecessary movement. And call the emergency services as soon as possible.
What about bleeding?
Well, the first thing you need to do is to stop the bleeding. Blood won't coagulate when it's flowing. You can stop it by putting pressure on the wound. Oh, and you need to call the emergency services and keep some pressure on the wound until help arrives.
Okay, what about someone with a nosebleed?
Get them to tilt their head back.
Oh, right. We were told to get them to tilt their head forward and to tell them to pinch the end of their nose and to breathe through their mouth.
Oh, right. Well, that must have changed since I last did my first aid course.
And what should you do if someone's choking?
The Heimlich manoeuvre.
Yeah, and what's that?
It's when you get behind them and you use your hands to push hard into their stomach to force any object out of their mouth.
Very good. And what about a bee sting?
Well, from what I can remember, the most important thing is to remove the bee sting as quickly as possible so the venom doesn't spread.
Very good. OK, next question. What can uncontrolled bleeding lead to?
Shock.
That's right. And what is shock exactly?
Well, it's a physical condition that's caused when blood can't circulate properly. If someone's in shock, they're in a critical state, as a decrease in blood flow to the brain and other important organs can lead to death.
So what are you supposed to do about it?
Well, call 999 first of all, then control any bleeding. You also need to keep the victim warm. Reassure them that help is on the way and that everything's going to be all right. All of this can help. If the victim stops breathing, you need to start rescue breathing.
Great, you're a pro. Okay, last question. What should you do if you've just pulled someone out of the water?
Once again, call 999. Then, if the victim isn't breathing but has a pulse, begin rescue breathing. You should give one breath every 6 to 8 seconds. If the victim doesn't have a pulse and isn't breathing, immediately begin CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
And how do you do that?
Well, you start by pushing on the middle of their chest. Push hard and fast, about 5 centimetres deep and about 100 times per minute. They told us to sing Another One Bites the Dust by Queen in your head to keep up a good rhythm. You're supposed to try to push with the beat.
Oh, very appropriate.
Anyway, if they aren't breathing, you should do 30 chest compressions, followed by 2 rescue breaths, and keep repeating it.
You passed.
Thanks. Here, give that to me. I'll test you now. You're the one with the exam.
Oh, right.